We thank you for the sweet spirit in this place this morning, oh Lord. Lord, thank you for the freedom that we can worship your name. Thank you for the liberty, oh Lord, that we can call upon your name this morning, oh God. Lord, we come to worship you this morning, oh Lord. We come to glorify your name this morning, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings you bestowed upon our homes and our families. Thank you, God, for sending your Son, oh God, the light of this world for us, oh Lord, that we may rejoice in it today, oh Lord. Oh, Father, as we come this morning, oh God, to you, as we humble come before you, oh Lord, we want to pray for the sick among us, oh God. We want to pray for the ones in a residence, oh God, for the ones who are at home, not feeling well today, oh Lord. We ask of you, Lord, that you stretch your arm forth, oh God. And our request is, Lord, that you would just touch them in a mighty way, Lord. Visit them right now, we pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Even for this morning, we can come to your house to worship you, Lord, and to hear from your word, oh God. And Lord, as we prepare our hearts, oh Lord, let the word of God touch our lives, oh God. When we leave this place, oh Lord, we will never be the same because, Lord, you spoke to us through your word. We thank you, Lord. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. In all God's wonderful people say, amen and amen and amen. You may be seated. Brother Ulrich, thank you very much with the team for leading us into worship. It's amazing to see men and women of God, how they're led by the Spirit of God just to lead us into worship. And we're so grateful and we're so honored that this team is here week after week as they just hear from God, as they worship the Lord. And they're so tangible, they allow us to, they want to worship God too. And just amazing. So we just want to say thank you, Lord, and thank the team for really for their dedication and their time week after week. If you're new to here this morning and you who Christian Assembly, we want to welcome you. And I just pray that my prayer is that you would just feel encouraged and blessed through the Word of God this morning. But before I get into the Word, I do have just one thing that I want to share with you. I just want to say that Friday night we had our Christmas annual banquet, and it was our 70th year Christmas annual banquet. It was an awesome evening. If you missed it, we encourage you to come on out next year, the 2018. It was an awesome time. We had over 100 people here. We just celebrated. We sang carols. There was some skits. There was duets. There was a kids' choir. It was just amazing and great food. And we want to thank our Lord Jesus Christ for giving us that opportunity to do so. And also we want to thank Audrey and her team for putting that together. So Audrey, on behalf of New Hope Christian Assembly, on behalf of myself and my family, we want to say thank you very much for the hard work that you have done. May the Lord bless you today. Also, we had a great time it was an awesome time, and I just do encourage you. I know it's everybody has their thing sometimes near Christmas season times. Everybody, sometimes people work, sometimes go with family, sometimes people are on vacation and so forth. We just want to encourage you. When we do things like this, if you're in town, just come on out. You're going to have a great time. You're going to have a great time. You know why? Not because, what makes it boring? It's people that make it boring. Church is not boring. If it's boring for you, it's because you're making it boring. But your church, you know, when you go to a party, and many times we go to a party, we come out to say, it was a boring party. No, because you were boring. But if we get excited, a party just rocks. So I encourage you all. So this morning I want to bring out a series starting the month of December on rejoice. Do you see where I'm going at? Rejoice. It's going to be a lot of movement the month of December in this place. So if you're going to be cold outside, you come here, you're going to warm up because we're going to rejoice together. Amen. Rejoice is a theme of the month of December that I want to bring out with you. But this theme, rejoice, it should not be just in the month of December. The theme, rejoice, should be 12 months a year. It's like if I'm going to be telling you, today we're going to be speaking about the month of January, I'm going to speak about Jesus. But reality is, Jesus is all year long. It's not just the month of January. So rejoice, it is the same thing that we're going to look at this month, is rejoice in the Lord. There's a lot of things that we can, you and I can rejoice, even starting this morning. We can rejoice because of our health. We can rejoice because of life. We can rejoice because of God sent His Son for you and I. There's many reasons why you and I can rejoice. And I pray through God's Word this morning that I want to share with you, God is good news. And if God is good news, you and I can rejoice. You and I can rejoice and celebrate because He is the only one true God. And this morning, if you're here for the first time and you have no idea what it's all about, rejoice. I'm going to pray through the Scriptures. It will encourage us how God encouraged us to rejoice. You're not going to leave this place with your mouth shut. I can tell you that. You're going to hear that word rejoice maybe all day long, all this 1 hour and 50 minutes of my service preaching. Rejoice. And we're going to look at Luke chapter 2, verses 8 and on to 14. Just turn to your Bibles right there before we get there. But many passages in God's Word speak about rejoice. Psalm 66, 5 and 6. It tells us, come and see what God has done. His awesome deeds for mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us what? Let us rejoice in Him. In Psalm 70, verse 4. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. Psalm 67, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make us His face shine on us so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the people praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. In verse 4, may the nations be glad and sing for joy, for the rule the peoples with equity and equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest, God. Our God blesses us. May God bless us still so that all the ends of the earth will fear Him. It is in God's reason for the nations to rejoice. God has called us to do so and worship Him and to magnify His name. We must rejoice. For all those who are here this morning for the first time and you're not a follower of Jesus Christ, and you might be saying, I'm having a hard time to understand what this word is, rejoice. You don't know my life. You don't know the situation I'm going for. You don't know the struggles. And you want me to rejoice. But the Bible tells us and God commands us to rejoice at all times. You might be strange to you. But the Bible makes it clear throughout the Scriptures, through the Old Testament, through the New Testament, to rejoice. And the reason why to rejoice, because God sent His Son, the light, the Messiah, the born, the Savior came on this earth, and that's why you and I can rejoice this morning. And if you're here this morning and you are a believer of Christ and you have experienced that joy, it's because you faithfully walked with the Lord and you know and you experienced the power, the touch of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, and that's why you can rejoice this morning, because Jesus is in your life this morning. Amen. Well, I'm just getting started. I want to get some handkerchief now. I'm getting start sweating. Rejoice. When it says that gladness through rejoicing is only called as followers of Jesus Christ to rejoice Him and to spread the joy of God to the ends of the earth. If you are a follower of Christ, I encourage you to rejoice. If you're not a follower of Christ this morning, I encourage you to rejoice. There's things that we're going to rejoice this morning with, and we're going to look through the Scriptures. And I pray, my prayer this morning is you will be encouraged through the Word of God, that you will leave this place rejoicing. You will leave this place exciting. You will leave this place, you have encountered the One who gives us the good news. Amen? So we will find reasons to rejoice in Luke chapter 8, verses 8 to 14. We will look at that. But in verses 1 to 7, it speaks about the birth of Jesus. So I encourage you, when you go have some time, go home. Many of us have heard this story. Many of us have read this story. We have heard teachings about the story. And I encourage you to take the time to read verses 1 to 7. And there's a place that we can rejoice there because of the birth of Jesus Christ. Because God always keeps His promises, and there's a reason to rejoice. This morning we will find some reasons to rejoice. We will find the greatest reason to rejoice is not in anything that God has to offer. The greatest reason to rejoice is not in all the 1,000 promises that God has given to us. Though those are good things to rejoice with. But the greatest reason to rejoice, God sent His Son. That is one of the greatest reasons why you and I should rejoice this morning. I can't hear myself here, so I don't know if I'm loud enough or something like that, but I think I'm loud enough you can hear me. But if you can put me some sound here, that I can control my volume instead of screaming all the time. Thank you very much. If that doesn't work, I'll take the handless. If that doesn't work, I'll throw them both out of the church. We're having fun at the same time, amen? You got to laugh and rejoice. So verses 8 to 11, let's read it together. And there were shepherds living out of the fields nearby, keeping watching over their flocks at night. Well, let's use this for a moment. At night is extremely important there too. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause you what? Great joy." I bring you good news because it will cause you great joy. I'm already excited just getting there. For all the people, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. In this text, what it tells us is that there's a reason to rejoice. The whole message is that the angel is that we need to rejoice. The reason to rejoice in God Himself. So how does this text start here? Let's look at the setting over here in verses 8. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock. Now, and it says it was at night. Shepherds had a job. They would do it all day long, and also in the meaning of a night is extremely important even at night, because some of the sheep can be wander away, or maybe the wolf will come and try to snack and just try to have a nice meal. So here's the shepherds quietly in the middle of this field, and they're just probably singing or looking at the stars and doing what they had to do. Dark, quiet place. Shepherds doing their job. And all of a sudden, the scripture tells us, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Now, I can guarantee you one thing. If you're going to be in your home, and you're in your dark room, and all of a sudden this strong light comes inside your room, you're not going to be sitting there and say, "Oh, what is this?" You're going to be terrified. Am I the only one who's going to be terrified? What is all this here? You're going to start asking questions. This is not normal here. But the angels were in the field, and all of a sudden, the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Now, why? Look at this. I'm just putting this up here this morning. In the middle of the night, the glory of the Lord shone around them. You know, there was such light in that place. It livened everything up. Now, when you go into the most darkest time of your life, when the glory of the Lord shines upon your life, it lightens everything. It lightens everything. The glory of the Lord is so powerful that they were even so terrified. Said, "It's going on. This doesn't make any sense." They can't even imagine that this would happen. They were sitting and walking and talking, probably singing. All of a sudden, the light of the Lord just shone upon them. And we know that that angel can be Gabriel at that time. The glory of the Lord was shining around them. Glory is the manifestation of God. God revealing Himself. God revealed Himself in light. The glory of the Lord was a bright light in the midst of the darkness of night. And then the angel told them, "Don't be afraid. Don't be like that comfort words of God. He tells you, my son, my daughter, don't be afraid. Don't you like that when you're a little child and you were in the dark and you got scared, or someone came up to you and your mom or dad came up to your grandmother, your grandfather, and said, don't be afraid, we are here with you. It feels that comfort and that security that someone is there. Say, don't be afraid, I'm there. And the angel just speaks and says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Because here it is, the verse 10. I bring you what? Good news. Look at this. Good news that will cause great joy. Now, if I'm going to tell you something this morning, and I'm going to tell you I have some great news to you, all of a sudden, there's an excitement. If I'm going to tell you I have some bad news, like we heard at the parking lot, everybody just said, well, I don't want to hear bad news. But if I'm going to tell you there's good news, you're going to say, whoa, I'm ready to hear this. But the good news that will bring you great joy. Now the question is, what is the good news? Is that right? Don't you want to hear what is the good news? And I want to encourage you. I know some of you might not be here next week. Some of you are going out on vacation. Some of you may go to see your families. And I pray for traveling mercies on all of you. And I pray that you will have an awesome time. But I want to encourage you something, to read this text even for next week. And ask yourself this question. Why did God use Mary and Joseph? Why did God use shepherds? Why did God use a manger? Ask those questions why. And I can give you the answer right now, but I don't want to, because I want you to come back. Don't be afraid, I bring you good news. The angel had a message for the shepherds, and the message is good news, and that good news will cause great joy. What he's saying, that's great joy is always going to be good news. Great joy is always going to be great news and good news. So the angel wanted them to understand that it's good news, and they wanted to find great joy. We know that good news is the gospel. You know that we use at New Hope Christian Assembly the gospel. We preach the gospel. We sing about the gospel. We don't change that. We believe in the good news, because we believe in the good news will bring you great joy. Amen? So we preach the good news. I'm not preaching my Jesus. I'm preaching the good news of the Word of God. Do you follow me this morning? The angel said, I have come to bring you good news and of great joy. The question is, what is the good news? And we're all asking, what is that good news? What is the angel referring to? The source of good news is found in verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, what? A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And I don't want to go too much in depth, but many people want the Savior, but don't have Him Christ as Lord. Hey, I'm not only coming to give you the Savior, but I'm giving you a Savior, and I'm giving you the Christ the Lord, the Anointed One. Christ is the word we're going to look at. What is the significance of Christ? What is the meaning of Christ? The Anointed One. Angel saying, I'll bring you good news, and if we understand it correctly, it will bring you every time never-ending joy. It will be the source of great joy. We need to understand who is this child. The description of this child, we will find the great joy. And three reasons, and maybe some more other reasons, but I'm just collecting three reasons why we can rejoice in Jesus Christ this morning. Point number one, the reason why it is good news, because the King has come who is Christ the Lord. Because the King has come who is Christ the Lord. Now this month is a day of celebration. As every year, as every day, it should be a day of celebration. But around the world, people are preaching about the birth of Christ, the light of Jesus Christ. And that's why we're going into this topic this morning here. But remember one thing, he was anointed. Christ, the meaning of Christ, is anointed one. Anointed one. So the first thing is, Jesus was anointed as king. The next slide. Jesus was anointed as king. Now, how can three portions that he had to fulfill, he was anointed as king. So, Revelation 17:14, it tells us what? These will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will conquer them, because He is Lord of lords, look at this, and King of Kings. There's an S there. There's many kings, but he is the one true king. Amen? Those with him are called chosen and faithful. The question, are you the chosen one? Are you the faithful one? Those with him are called chosen and faithful. One reason we should rejoice, because he is the anointed king. There are many kings in the Bible. There are many kings in the Bible that put him king after king after king, but there's only one true king. So God has sent his son, the anointed one, as a king. And that's amazing to know. Because when you're under a king, you become a slave. But this king is not the same king. You become his child. You're his child. You're anointed king. So one of the things that we should worship the Lord with, one of the things we should rejoice, is he is the anointed king. But not only he is the anointed, if we can see also in John 18, it says, "My kingdom is not of this world," Jesus said. "If my kingdom were of this world, my servants will fight, so that I wouldn't be handed over to the Jews. And it is my kingdom does not have its original here." "You are king then?" Pilate asked. "You say that I am king," Jesus replied. You see, right there in that statement, he is the king. He came as anointed king. Is there a reason why we should rejoice this morning? Yes, he is the anointed king for you and I. That's amazing to know. Then the next thing is reason why we should rejoice, not only that he is anointed king, but he's also anointed priest. A priest, usually a mediator, a bridge between God and a human beings. He offers sacrifice to God on behalf of all. And we know this in a lot of other religions. We go to the priest, and then the priest will go unto God and speak. But the beauty of it is this, through the scriptures, we don't have to go to a priest. We can go directly to God, because he is the priest. He is that priest. So you don't have to go into a booth or start calling out to the priest. And the priest, I don't know, I don't want to say anything, whatever, but the priest is there listening to all your problems, and then he's going to go on behalf of God. But Jesus is our mediator. He is our priest. You don't have to go there. You can go directly to Christ every day of your life, because he is the anointed priest. Bible tells us, 1 Timothy 2:5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and humanity, Christ himself," Christ Jesus himself, human. The word is there. I'm not making this up. Jesus Christ is the mediator between us and God. Jesus is the greatest high priest, because he is both divine, 100% divine, 100% human at that time. Jesus is perfect, and he's the perfect mediator. He's always been able to save those who approach God through him, since he lives forever to make intercession for them. You find that in Hebrews. He's always able to save. He's always able to be there. He's always able to approach you. Don't have to worry. He came as an anointed king. He came as an anointed priest. That is the Christ that you and I serve this morning. That's one of the reasons why you and I should rejoice this morning. Now watch this, is another one. Not only did he came as a king, not only did he came as a priest, but he came as a prophet, anointed prophet. A prophet is a messenger sent by God, a person who speaks for God. He or she witnesses to God. God calls people to conversion and may also foretell the future. Prophets often are killed through their message, and Jesus fits this description. So you know just that the word Christ, they know there was an anointed one that was not just a normal baby that was born at that time there. He was anointed king, he was anointed priest, he was anointed prophet. It's not just an ordinary baby. Now I can tell you one thing, if you have babies in this place, we rejoice. Did you see when Kayla gave birth? We rejoiced. We were happy. But this child that was born and came to this world for you and I is not just a normal baby. He is anointed, what? Anointed king, anointed priest, and anointed prophet. That's why you and I should rejoice. That's why you and I should be glad, because we have a risen Lord. We have a Lord that come for you and I this morning. Amen? Isn't that amazing to know? Some people might be saying, where is he going at with this message? I'm getting there. I do this on purpose so it becomes like a Tarzan rope. So we say, Tarzan rope, so next week you're going to come back. What is he saying? It was confusing. I want to get back to understand the next verse. So I want to give you something here this morning to make us really ponder. It's not just an ordinary baby that he sent. It was anointed. It was anointed even though before he was even born. Isn't John, what does the first John say? For the word is, you know that one? In the beginning was the? So God sent him as flesh. In flesh. For 100% divine, 100% human, came on earth. People might not have understood. So he told the shepherds, don't you worry. Christ is the anointed one. That's the one who's coming down. But not only that. Look at this, is getting to the point here. So if you know the word Christ, that he was the anointed one, it wasn't just a normal baby. He was anointed king, priest, and prophet. But that wouldn't be enough. It's not even enough that this passage says that he is Savior Christ the Lord. There are many anointed kings. There are many anointed priests. There are many anointed prophets. But there is only one that is king, one that is prophet, one that is priest, and that is Lord. We also rejoice because God has come. The word Christ becomes significant when we understand the word Lord. It is important to us to understand the Old and New Testament when the word Lord, when someone had called someone Lord, it wasn't referring about God, it was referring about respect. The word Lord is a title of respect and honor. And in the Old Testament, when they called someone, it didn't always refer to God. It was a sign of respect. And we need to see that the anointed Christ, anointed King, there was something special about this baby. But what it's saying here is that the word Christ and Lord are the subject that means he is Lord, the only one true God. In this passage that we have been, it would be meaningless if he was just king, if he was just priest, if he was just prophet. They have to be more than that. The great news of this passage is God has come on earth. That's the great news. He is Christ and he is Lord. That's what it's saying in Acts 2:36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both what? Lord and Christ. So when he's saying that Christ Jesus has been born as a prophet, king, as a priest, a prophet, a king, a priest, and he is God. When someone would say that Jesus is Lord, it's because we believe in the Messiah came on earth. And when we sing Jesus is Lord, I believe that the Messiah came on earth. Do you know what it means when you're singing He is Lord, He is Lord, He has risen from... Do you know what that means? That He has come on earth for us. When we sing songs, take the meaning of it implied to your life. Just don't sing it because we just want to hear our voice to sing. But mean those words. When we sing, He is Lord, I know the Messiah had come. And his name is Jesus. That baby has come. Not that ordinary baby, but the anointed baby. The anointed baby. We rejoice that the King has come. We rejoice because God has come. We rejoice because the Savior has come. Now, everybody likes Savior. Everybody likes to be saved by someone. Am I right? And years ago, I've seen this house on fire. And all of a sudden, I didn't even think of anything. I ran in the house, and I heard some kids screaming, two kids screaming. And I ran in the house, and I went down to the basement, and they were there. There was a big fire, and I grabbed them, and I saved them both. And I took them out. And until that time, when I was a teen, I was just a teen growing older, and the mother always used to say, thank you for saving my child, my children, the two boys. You see, everybody likes to be saved on something. Someone can save you from drowning. Someone can save you from a house that has been, fire is burning, the house is going down. We all like saviors, am I right?
But what kind of Savior is here? We all like that Savior. There's a lot of people who like that. People can save you from a burning building. Even some people can save you from financial situations or from emotional difficulties. But there's only one person who can save you from going to hell, and that is God. Only God can save you from that hopeless life that at times you may seem to have. Only God can save you there. So why not give that opportunity to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords to save you? That is my encouragement on that. Ask Him, save me in my situation. This is great news here. A child has been born, a Savior, and His name is Christ the Lord. God saved many people's lives, and He's still doing it today as we speak. Noah's Ark is not just about the animals. Get it right, this story. It's not just about the animals. It's about that God saved a few people from destruction. Because if God wanted to destroy everybody, He would have destroyed all. But He saved a few people from destruction. God still saves today. The same way. Well, God is saying to us, I have great news for you today. A Savior has come. God Himself is coming in the flesh. We rejoice because God is great news. And this great news, because He has made us a way for you and I to get into a relationship with God. God has sent. He came on earth for us. A Savior has come. The anointed King, the anointed priest, the anointed prophet has come. The only one, the only King of Kings, the only Lord of Lords has come to save all mankind. And throughout the world, people have not even took this picture, have not understand, and still doesn't understand why God sent this, not this ordinary child, but the anointed child. And we still refuse. So my encouragement to you this morning, don't take Him just as Savior, but take Him as the Lord. Take Him as the Lord of your life. Every day of your life. And we see that filled in the churches. People just want a Savior. And they forget about that Christ the Lord. They forget about who is Christ the Lord. They just want to be saved from that situation or that problem. They all want that. But they forget about, I want to serve the Christ the Lord. Christ has come for you and I. God has done this ordinary plan. He planned it from the beginning to give us the greatest news. I give you great news, and the great news I'm going to give you will give you great joy. And are you excited because God has sent His great joy, Jesus? So I don't want to see anybody downcast, or because if we all believe that God has sent a Savior for you and I, the anointed Savior, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If He did send Him for you and I, we must believe that. You must believe that He is the Messiah. And if you believe that He's the Messiah, there's no better place to worship the Lord. There's no better place to rejoice when the brothers and sisters get together and start getting excited because Jesus is Lord. Amen? Because He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And that's why I can rejoice. It's not an ordinary child. He is the anointed child sent by God for you and I. That's the child that you and I serve this morning. To give us that light. To give us that light. Now, look at this for a moment. The question is this. This morning, if He is good news to you, if you receive Him or is not, if you receive Him, the question is He good news to you this morning? Is He the great news in your life this morning? The only way it's going to be good news to you if you trust Him for who He is and submit to His Lordship. And you might be saying, I want to rejoice. I want to celebrate. I want to be excited. How can this happen? Take the good news first. Accept the good news first. And I can guarantee you one thing, because not what I'm saying, the Bible tells us this. Good news has sent to you in great joy. It will cause great joy. So if you accept the great news, the great joy will follow after that. And the great news is Jesus Christ himself. You might be saying, Pastor, but we're all Christians here. We're all Christians. Why are you talking about this to accept Jesus as my personal Savior? We always have to have that appeal. Because maybe sometimes people are just in church services as tradition. Or just because it feels good. And it would be a shame for me to let go of every message without presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ and saying, have you accepted the good news? I will always do that until the Lord takes me home. It will always be a great opportunity for us. Have you received the great news? You know, I've been into a church, not New Hope Christian Assembly. And these are people that have been years in serving the Lord, being in the church services, even helping out and everything. And one person came up to me at the end of the service and goes, I really don't even know if I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. And for years, a person has been in that church. So we'll always be presenting the gospel that way. If you have not accepted the good news, I encourage you to accept the good news today. Because if when you accept the good news, it will bring you great joy. Great joy. There are many of you who believe that Jesus is the Savior, that Jesus is the Savior, but that's not even enough. If you're going to follow Jesus Christ, you need to confess of your sins. You must believe that Jesus sacrificed his life for you and I and died for you and I. Ask God today. Trust him today. Submit to him this morning. Make it a good news. It will bring you great joy. So is there reasons to rejoice this morning? There are many reasons we can rejoice this morning. He is the anointed what? The anointed king. The anointed priest. The anointed prophet. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Rejoice because he is our Savior. Rejoice because he is Christ the Lord, the only Lord. Amen? Let's all stand this morning as we want to conclude this morning with a song of rejoicing. With a song of rejoicing because God has come in human flesh, not an ordinary baby. It was an anointed child that came for you and I. And I want to just conclude with that song again. Come, let us adore him. And can we do that this morning? And then we're just going to pray and ask God to be with us as we go home. So this morning, as we're going to sing, I want to ask you a question. Every one of us, every eye closed, every head bowed. Maybe you've been in services many times. Every eye closed, every head bowed. You've been into church services many times, but really you have never made that decision to put him, Jesus, as your Lordship. You never accepted this good news into your life. I encourage you to do so this morning. That is my prayer. So if you have never accepted this good news into your life this morning, that will bring you great joy. I encourage you to slip your hand up and I'll pray for you right now. If you say, I want to just go to that good news. I want to experience you, Christ. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you for coming down on this earth for us to save us. If you have never made that decision to follow Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I encourage you to do so this morning. We're going to pray at the end after this, we sing this song together. Allow this good news to be part of your life. It will be the great joy. Let's sing together.